Lucy always wanted to be a comic book writer. The impetus for this career path was the old omnibus sci-fi comic book, Orion Colt Space Troubadour, which she read as a kid. The series follows Orion Colt, a star-traveling, folk-singing cyborg with a curly-cue pompadour and a state-of-the-art prototype laser guitar. His sidekick is QE5, an exasperated android with a built-in squeegee. The folk-singing robots battle Overlord Dorn, an evil force who emits a foul smell as a harbinger of impending doom. Dorn seeks to destroy the ecosystem of every planet so he can control more than one septillion living organisms for himself. In Lucy's favorite adventure, Orion holds a concert and gets Overlord Dorn to attend. Riding atop a domesticated pachyderm, Dorn moves through the rubbernecking crowd to get closer to Orion. But when he reaches the stage, Dorn realizes that the singer is not Orion, but his doppelganger. The concert was merely a ruse for Orion to sneak onto Dorn's ship. As Dorn rages, Orion debugs the ship's automation using his built-in actuator. He hits a shiny red button and demolishes the engine's turbines, destroying Dorn's only means of transportation. As a young girl, Lucy would lie recumbent for hours pondering the Orion Colt series. Years later, she created her own comic book series about a time-traveling punk band, Abby and the Wildcats. But as Lucy's writing career blossomed, she heard about a kerfuffle between Gary Cohen, the creator of Orion Colt, and his manager. Sadly, Gary Cohen's manager bamboozled the writer out of all his money. Lucy was befuddled by what to do next, but she abhorred the situation and had to help. Eventually, Lucy recommended Gary to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award for his contribution to comic books. Gary won the award and received a large cash prize. To thank Lucy for her help, he listed her as an honorary co-writer for his newest Orion Colt comic.